Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Thank you so much for tuning in to the next chapter of Widows Ministry, a ministry embracing widows. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed, coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. My name is Mary Hollis, your host and director of the next chapter of Widows Ministry. Isn't it wonderful that he knows your name? Yes, he knows your name. And because he knows your name, he will be your protector and keep you safe and secure. Tonight, our title of the message is Protection, Safe and Secure. Yes, he knows your name. He knew your name before you entered your mother's womb. And it's so precious that we have a mighty God that knows our name and cares about us and will protect us and keep us safe and secure. The Lord, your God, will lead you and protect you on every side. That's coming from Isaiah 52:12. We all have fear, fear of harm, fear of losing a child, fear of being alone, fear of failure. When your fears rise up and threaten to overcome you, when you feel sick in the pit of your stomach, and your heart aches with anxiety, remember this: God is with you every day, every hour, every moment, and he knows your name. Focus on him. Really focus, and you will see that your fears are nothing more than speculation that is swept away in his presence. Psalms 45:20 says, the Lord watches over all who love him. Like any loving parent, your heavenly Father keeps you in his presence and his constant care, never letting you out of his sight. You have no reason to fear. No reason to fear because he knows your name. He's always with you, ready to face whatever comes your way. He will not fail you. In some cases, he will warn you ahead of time. Haven't you experienced that? That God has given you the vision when it's for you to do something different? You may be on the expressway and you needed to get off a certain exit, and he told you not to go on that exit, go another exit. Or taking a different route as you travel on your GPS. He knows your name, for he wants to always be there to protect you. And in others, he will supernaturally remove you from a dangerous situation. And there will be time when he will hold your hand as you walk through the fire. He is your God. And he knows your name. He is your security. The righteous will never be moved. Their hearts are firm, secured in the Lord. That's Psalms 112:6-7. God is your safe haven from all of life's difficulties. When the pressure of life seems more than you can take, grab hold of the stabilization found only in him. You are his for safekeeping. He stands ready to receive you with open arms because he knows your name. The blanket of love and compassion are there to surround you and bring warmth to your heart during life's coldest hour, and especially rainy days. Yes, for days and days and weeks, we've had nothing but rain. And tonight, boy, it seems like the sky is falling. But he knows your name, and he will be there to protect you. Stand under his umbrella of protection throughout the storm. Take refuge in him. He is your sanctuary because he knows your name. I am also going to read Psalms 91, and I'm going to read it from the Living Bible. Safety of abiding in the presence of God. Psalms 91. We live within the shadow of the Almighty, sheltered by God, who is above all gods. Then I declare that he alone is my refuge. Yes, he is your refuge. My place of safety, He's my God, and I am trusting him. For he rescues you from every trap and protects you from the fatal plague. He will shield you with his wings. They will shelter you. His faithful promises are your armor. Yes, he promises us that he will protect us. I am ad-libbing as well. Nor dread the plague of darkness, nor disaster in the morning. Though a thousand fall at my side, though 10,000 are dying around us, the evil will not touch me. I will see how the wicked are punished, but I will not share it. For Jehovah is my refuge. I choose the God above all God to shelter me. Yes, he will shelter you. How then can evil overtake me or any plague come near? For he orders his angel to protect you wherever you go. Yes, he knows your name. They will steady you with their hands to keep you from stumbling against the rock on the trail. You can safely meet a lion, a step on poisonous snake, yes, even trample them between your feet. For the Lord says, because he loves you, I will rescue you. I will make him great because he trusts in my name, and he also knows your name. When he calls on me, I will answer. I will be with you in trouble and rescue him and honor him. I will satisfy him with a full life and give him my salvation. Yes, you can read the King James Version. It says something different, but I wanted to say it in a different version. Let it explain to you how much God will keep you in his safety. Whenever you fear, you can always repeat the psalm, read Psalms 27. The Lord is the light of my salvation. Whom shall I fear? That is another verse that you can read for safety and protection. So those are two verses, two chapters that I read for protection. But like I say, you read the King James Version as well. But I wanted to read the Living Bible to just to make it come alive. So God is there for you. He will protect you from harm. He also will help you through whatever you may be going through. Have any of you ever read the prayer of Jabez? Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. But it also says in this prayer of Jabez, let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain. And God granted his request. That's coming from 1 Chronicles Chapter 4, 10th verse. Yes, there are many verses in the Bible of protection. And we must believe that God will protect us. He will be our protector. In Romans 8:38, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angel, nor principality, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. As I played the song before, he knows our name. It is so special that anyone, a stranger comes up to you, he doesn't know your name. So, but God knows your name. Just always remember that you're not a stranger to God. And it's special that you have a mighty God that loves you unconditionally and knows your name. I love that song by Tasha Cobb Leonard. I will continue to speak on protection. Jesus says, put your trust in me. I will keep you safe. There is deep, deep yearning in your heart for safety and security. You can mask these longings with activity for a time, but only for a time. These feelings actually serve a very good purpose. Properly used, they can point you to me and my sufficiency. I am the only one who can really, ultimately, keep you safe. And especially, he knows your name. Whenever you start to feel insecure about anything, comes to me. Talk with me about your fears and concerns. Don't forget to talk to him about your fear and concerns, all of your concerns. Yes, I don't care how much faith we have and how strong we are, we will have fears. But go to him that can give you that secure feeling. Talk with him. And he said, talk with me about your fears and concerns. Then confirm your trust in me. Yes, you must trust him. First, you must have faith in him and trust him. Voicing your trust connects you with me at a deep level. It also pushes back the darkness of deception. The evil one has been deceiving people ever since time began. Since the Garden of Eden. Do not listen to his lies. Instead, put your trust in me. Put your trust in him because he knows your name. For I am absolutely truth. As you come to know me, get to know him if you do not know him. Your mighty God knows your name. As you come to know me, the truth, better and better, I will make you increasingly free. I will protect you and keep you safe and secure. And Proverbs 29:25 says, fear of a man will prove to be a snare, but whosoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe. You must trust him, and he will keep you safe. And John 14:6 says, Jesus said to Thomas, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. We must believe in the Father. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. John 8 chapter, the 32 verse. Keep trusting in him and believing in him that he will keep you safe and secure at all times. Trust in the Lord and do good, so you know will live in the land and enjoy security. Psalm 37:3. throughout history, the church building served a place of sanctuary for critical and debtors to escape the wrath of those who wanted to pay them back for wrongdoing. They could not be touched until they had received due process and were found guilty for their crimes. Jesus offered you much the same way. He paid the penalty for your crime. His righteousness given to you is a safe place because he knows your name. So just know that God is always there to protect you through all of these things that is happening in this world. We must pray every day. Pray without ceasing. It doesn't matter what difficulty your situation may seem. God is the present in time of trouble. You can breathe through these years as you walk through this journey of grief. You can make a difference through prayer. So pray without ceasing, always believing that he will be there. Even when we are weak and we don't believe and we can't feel the Spirit, his Holy Spirit, sometimes we do get weak and we feel that we are not protected or things are going to happen to us. It is scary. This world is scary. Look at the coronavirus. Oh, that is so scary. But we must pray without ceasing and believing that God will protect us and our family through this journey. And it is so, there's so many things happening that never happened before that we are seeing. Yeah. Read Revelation and you will see some of these things that are happening that has been told in Revelation. But we must walk and trust God and have faith in him. But during that time, we will have these different feelings. So it is important that we pull scriptures to help us through this reading. And one of the two that I mentioned before, Psalms 27, the Lord is the light of my salvation, whom shall I fear? And Psalms 91. So read those verses for protection. But this is special. He knows your names. Call his name and believe and trust in him. Each and every day, he knows your name. At the end of the show, I will play that song again. And listen to the words. How he talks as Tasha Cobb Leonard talks about different how amazing he is because he knows your name. So I wanted to pretty much letting you know you believe in God. He will protect you, but we must pray without ceasing. I normally say a scripture as even when I'm going out in the car. No weapon that is formed against me shall prosper because there's so much evilness out there. So we must rely on God for protection and feel safe and secure in his presence. And that is the message that I have for tonight. I do have some announcements. Every few years, we have our drama ministry, and is conducted by Dr. Joyce Miller. She will be giving a play, putting together a play this coming February the 29th on two different dates. Saturday, February the 29th at 6 p.m., Sunday, March 1st, at 5 p.m. is at the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church where I attend. She does a great job. I mean, she brings whatever type of play that she puts on. It's always amazing, and we get a whole lot of a great audience, not just from the Greater Piney Grove, but others from other churches as well. The name of this play is Museum of Music Legend, and it's $10. So some of you have always come to see her play. I've always invited you in the past, and many of you have seen her performance, the different performance that she puts together, and it's really something else, the talent that she has. She can really go on Broadway because she, like I say, we have, she's such a talented person. And if you want to come to a play that's nearby, the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church off of Glenwood and I-20, give me a call. I am selling tickets for her, and I'll need to get, if you're interested, let me know. It's $10, and it'll be a blessing, something for you to do. And many of us, on many occasions, we have all come together, sat together, and enjoyed the play. It was only $10, and it's on two different dates, Saturday, February 29th at 6 p.m., and Sunday, March 1st at 5 p.m. So just wanted to mention that because I like to support her, and she will support us in this ministry in any way she can as well. I don't know how the numbers tonight. I see a couple of other numbers on online night. But I hope if you were one of the 21 persons that was here on this past Sunday, we had a wonderful Valentine event. We had fun. And you ladies looked so beautiful in your red. Oh, beautiful. And we had food catered. We had flowers for you, kisses on the table, and we had live entertainment by Willie Jackson. And he serenaded all of you, and we had such a great time. And I'm so proud that of my grandson, Josiah. He escorted 21 of you, to your tables. And I'm just so proud of him. And today I went to his book fair at his school and purchased a book for him that he loves reading. So, and then plus I told him, I said, if you do this for me, Josiah, I will take you to your favorite spot, and it's California Pizza. And we normally go to the one at Perimeter. So I'm going to have to take him because he just did a great job, and he looked so handsome, and everyone looked so beautiful. I'm just sorry that all of you were not able to come and attend that event. But this is something that we do, grace you, and letting you know that in spite of that your husband is no longer there, that someone is still loving on you and giving you some of those things that your husband normally give you, flowers, chocolate, and we serenaded you with beautiful songs. So I hope that if you were among the ones that were here this past Sunday, that you enjoyed yourself and you were blessed. Does is to embrace you and help you walk this journey of grief and letting you know that you're not alone. And many of the ladies that were seasoned widows, they were there to embrace you and let you know that God loves you and so does the next chapter. And that is all I have for tonight. Be blessed and stay dry and have a great week, and just knowing that God will protect you, will keep you safe and secure because he knows your name. Good night, and listen to this song by Tasha Cobb Leonard. Good night.